Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Tonight I am in the mobile studio. I'm heading back from a day event that I attended in the city with my coach, and it's kind of inspired me for today. Now, when you meet lots of people and you meet them at networking events and business networking events, one of the things that I believe in doing is showing up authentically. And I hear a lot of words and see a lot of people jumping about and everything and amongst each other, and I see a lot of inauthentic behavior, and I hate that. But I also see people that are not reflecting their brand, and I want that to be today's topic. Like, do you reflect your brand? For instance, I spoke to at least two people that said that when they found out what I did, they said, "Oh, yeah, we work in the health industry or health and fitness industry or whatever as well. Yeah, I'm like, health is really important to me or whatever." And it's like, but you are not a picture of health. You know, you're not showing up in a way that is consistent with your brand. And that might sound judgmental, but it's like a hairdresser that shows up with really horrible hair, like unwashed, smells, whatever. Or a fashion stylist that shows up wearing dirty, smelly, scruffy clothes. Like, it doesn't make sense. Or you're a success coach and you're dressing like you're broke and there's stains and you have a really cheap tie, or it's not a tailored suit, so you don't have to wear fancy watches and all that kind of stuff, but you've got to show up in a way that reflects what the brand is that you're representing and what it is that you are selling. And I'd like to think that I do that, and it's very important for me to ensure that I live the life that I coach people around. So if you want to achieve a greater level of success in your health, your food, your body, your mindset, then you know with certainty, because I've done it for 36 years, that I will get you that result. And I live it. How do you see that in a first impression? Well, you can see the way that I look. You can see that I'm dressed very professionally. Yes, I'm wearing a tailored suit. It's not the most expensive suit. There are way more expensive suits than the ones that I wear. I'm dressed by Oxford, just in case you're wondering. And I wear my coach's ties. I buy quality Oxford shirts. I buy quality Oxford shoes that suit me, and that they're slim fit suits and so forth. And I always get comments around how I look. Now, do I look like I work in the fitness industry as a trainer? No, because I'm not showing up in like trainers. I'm not showing up in like tracksuit pants, a singlet top, that kind of stuff. What I'm showing up as is a professional business owner and an entrepreneur who looks in really good shape. And then when we start talking about what it is that I do, then it starts to make sense for people. But my first impression I want to give people is, this is a highly professional person that looks good, right? And clearly, once you start to get to know me, you can see, oh, well, I obviously walk the talk. Now, if you are not showing up in that way and you are saying, yeah, I do what you do, it's like, no, you don't. If you are not showing up dressed the right way, or your behavior is a little bit erratic, or you are quite carrying a lot of visible fat and so forth, It's like, yeah, I appreciate that that people can be on a journey and want to be, you know, working in the space and so forth. But I would just say that, like, are you putting in your best effort to represent what you are as a brand? Because the people that I spoke to did not give me confidence that I would utilize their services. I was like, why would I bother? Like, you don't look like or sound like you know what you're talking about. So I think that's really important to keep in mind, because there are so many inauthentic people out there, and anyone online can do anything these days. But I think if you want to stand out from everybody else, then whether you like it or not, you've got to put effort into taking care of yourself. You have to be well groomed. You have to wear tailored fitting clothes, or clothes that suit your body type and look good on you. I am quite short as a man. I was wearing the wrong size suits for me for quite some time, until I employed the services of a fashion stylist who said, Rob, these are the wrong styles for you. You're wearing the wrong sort of shoes, the wrong sorts of shirts, and you know, your belt doesn't match your shoes, and all these sort of fundamental things that I had no idea. Nobody ever told me. If you don't know, you just kind of go to the shop and buy what you think looks okay. And as soon as I made those changes, all of a sudden, it completely changed the way that I looked and my level of self-confidence. And then once I met my coach and started wearing his ties, I started to get compliments and thought, well, actually, these ties actually really suit me. And yeah, each tie is around $100. Prior to that, I would probably spend $20, maximum $30 on a tie, and you could tell. So it's these little things that change, that make a difference. The same as your shoes. And then, so like, today's a perfect example. I, being my left brain, I get everything out that I'm going to wear, hang it up in a different spot in my walking robe. So I'm ready to, you know, I have my shower, get straight into everything's there, I just put it all on. And I get out my shoes, and I could see that they had little muddy dots all over them. And I remember that the last time I wore them, I think I was coming back from the airport, and it was a bit wet. And it was night and dark and whatever, and I've obviously just put them away. And so I thought, okay, I could just easily show up in muddy speckled shoes, but that's not me. It's like, first impressions count. And the number of people, successful people, that you'll hear say that they didn't get the deal, my coach is one of these, or they didn't make a great first impression, was because of their shoes. Because their shoes weren't cleaned, or you know, their shoelaces weren't tight, or they look scruffy, or whatever. All of these things really make a difference. So you put in a little bit of attention to detail to make sure that those things are right. And then when you get to an event like today, you stand out from everybody else. You just stand out. And when, well, here's the thing that I understand about success and successful people. They all put their health as their number one priority, or a lot of focus into it. That means they're going to look good. You know, the only overweight billionaires that I've met or seen did not create the wealth themselves. They've like inherited it or something like that. And so all those that have created their own success really value their health, and they really understand it. So they put the effort in. They do the workouts. They're eating the right food. They're nourishing their brain. They're doing the work because they get it. And so for me, you've got to show up that way. And then that really tells me something about someone's level of success. Now, that doesn't mean that you can be super healthy and not broke either, because there are plenty of people with that you would have a look at in the industry that I work. I'm not just talking about health and fitness here, but in the industry where I spend most of my time, and they have no idea about business. Like a lot of athletes that can be great, they have no idea about about business, but they can be great at what they do for themselves, maybe. It's a frustration of mine when I hear people talk a really big game, and when people say to me, "Oh yeah, I do what you do." Yeah, I do that. They ask me about. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that. Really? You sure? Because now I just think you're making stuff up. Because if I was talking like you are, and you know, it just doesn't look like you're living your best life. I just don't believe what you're saying. And unfortunately, a lot of these events, people overstate dramatically their level of success. And when, like my coach, he'll dig in really deep to some of these people, you find out that they're lying. And the truth is that they really have no money, or they're nowhere near as successful as they're making out that they are. It's the sad truth about humanity and wannabes, I suppose. So you can learn from this, and you can show up authentically, and I just believe that you have to ensure that you are living the life that you, and showing up in a way that is consistent with your brand, right? So don't be the hairdresser that, or the fashion stylist that smells and has messy hair and all that kind of stuff. You know, get some professional help like I did, if that is what you need. I needed it. I wanted to be different. And so I got that help. And I can remember my partner at the time actually highly, highly criticized that move. Highly criticized that move. And that was one of the defining moments of why I wasn't with that person anymore. Why I decided that, do you know what? I really like this. This is really important for me. I want to grow. And I never said any of these things to the person. It's like, this person didn't want to grow. This person saw me as improving me, as it making them feel worse, which sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it's the toxic nature of some people. And guess what? That person's still broke. I've moved on. I've grown. I can't speak now, I'm so tired. I'm a success, but that person still has the same sort of mindset and is broke. So where would you rather be? So if you need help, put your hand up and say, I need help. And if you need help from me, then, well, you go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you opt in for a free consultation right there. I met so many people yesterday that their energy was so depleted. I could tell that they are not living their best or healthiest life. We can do it so much better. So can you. On that note, I'm almost home from the city, so I will see you tomorrow.